Today, the U.S. Army acknowledged that the Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland is not the only training facility where Army personnel are facing charges of sexual misconduct. Three non-commissioned officers at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, are charged with offenses ranging from indecent assault to consensual intercourse with a trainee. Last week, the Army filed charges against five trainers at the Aberdeen base. More charges are expected. NPR's Martha Raddatz joins us now. Martha, these charges that came out today aren't as serious as the ones at Aberdeen last week, where two men have been charged with rape. But having sexual misconduct charges at two bases certainly shows it's not an isolated problem within the Army as a whole.
That's right. No, I think that it's one of the Army's biggest concerns today. Again, it's not as serious, or it doesn't appear to be as serious at Leonard Wood because of the rape charges in Aberdeen. It's far more serious, but it certainly gives credence to the theory that this isn't some conspiracy between a handful of drill instructors at one base, but is a larger problem, an institutional failure in training, a message that is simply not getting through to the soldiers.
After the charges At Aberdeen, there was a sexual harassment hotline set up, and we've reported the response to that has been pretty intense. But these charges today from Fort Leonard Wood didn't come as a result of that hotline.
No, they didn't. These alleged sexual offenses began last year, but they've been under investigation since about September. This is the same time period that the investigation at Aberdeen began. But it was just today that the information from Fort Leonard Wood was released. They gave the name of those charged, what the charges were, and the fact that all three men face a court-martial. In fact, one of them began his trial today. The base also says that other allegations of misconduct are under investigation. In fact, they really are looking at bases all over the country at this point.
There were some said to be very credible charges made on the telephone hotline. And that would lead investigators how far?
Well, they've gotten about 2,000 calls as of late yesterday. They do this every day late in the afternoon. And as of late yesterday, they were about 2,000. And of those, 250 have been passed on to investigators. And 200 of those were reports from bases other than Aberdeen. And they are considered to be very credible reports of some sort of sexual misconduct.
There was a survey conducted last spring about sexual harassment. The Army came out looking worse than any of the other services. Why do you think that would be?
Well, I think there is a cultural difference in the Army. All the services are male-dominated, but the Army and the Marine Corps are much more so. In the Navy and Air Force, almost all of the jobs at this point are now open to women, from flying fighter jets, driving warships. But the Army, where ground combat is the specialty, still closes many, many jobs to women, about 30 to 40%, I think it is. So it is a different culture. I'll give you one small example from today of how some in the Army think. I call the Aberdeen hotline. This has been set up to help the press and answer questions about these sex abuse charges. And the young man that answered the phone said to me, "Ordnance Center hotline, may I help you, sir?" Now, this isn't the first time I've called an Army officer and had the person on the other end of the line just assume that I'm a man before I say anything. I usually kind of joke about it, but today I said to the young man, "Why did you say that?" And he said, sir, we use that all the time. It's a non-sexual term. We address female officers that way, too. I called a female officer later and said, "Is that the case?" And she said, "No way. It only demonstrates how clueless they can be at times."
Within the Army these days, what sort of sexual harassment training would somebody undergo?
Well, everyone takes a basic training course, probably a couple of hours in a classroom. Then there are signs posted on the base. There are signs at Aberdeen as well about what to do if you are sexually harassed, sexually assaulted, or if there is improper touching, that you can go see your superior officer. Now, that's a problem here at Aberdeen because it was the superior officer, a drill instructor, who's been accused of raping some of the women, and his superior officer has been charged with attempted rape. So what you have is these women, there are 19 of them at Aberdeen, who would have had to go to a battalion commander. This is the officer who oversees really thousands of people. These young women would not have had much contact with this person at all. So it's really no wonder that it took months and months before any of these young women came forward. And you also have to remember some other things about the military. This is a place where you're really not supposed to question authority.
Thanks, Martha. NPR's Martha Raddatz.